Akur,
Vuhu Rosha Dekel. It's the Akur, which is the top of the date palm. Shukumo Eitz Levon, which is a white, like white tree, white wood. Mevarech Alav Batchila Shakol. So you say a shakol on that. Let's see. So what's the... okay. So why is that? Why don't you say, if it's edible, so why don't you say Hadamah?
Well, your question, why is it not? So why do I make a Borei Pri Eitz? Because you say it's not the Pri, right?
Right.
So then it should be why is Hadamah logical?
Because
still a fruit. It still partakes of fruit.
It's still coming
from the ground.
It's coming from the ground, even though it's not relating. It's not the unique form of fruit of Pri Eitz. At least it's comes from the ground. So maybe that's one. Let's see. Maybe it gives an explanation.
Like those Gaonim who wanted to make Hadamah on sugar.
Right. Right. But it's not processed. Let's see. Let's try and see. Anybody explains it in any way? I see. So it gives an explanation. Okay, so he wants to say, interesting. So he wants to say that because the tree is not planted for the core, it's an accidentally edible object. So that's interesting. So that's what Rabbi Steinzel wants to say, namely that the idea being. So it's a continuation of the usage. When you have a fundamental usage of the tree, which is to say production of dates, so if there is a circumstance of its wood or its of the tree that. That is edible. Then that is a shakol. So let's say it wasn't planted for anything; it just happened in the forest on a tree. It's not planted for anything, or it doesn't have a particular use. Would that be a dhamma? I'm not sure. So let's see some. So in other words, is it because that seems to be what he's implying, namely that unless it's planted, that in the absence, since it's planted for something else other than that, other than the core, so the core is not part of the parameter of the intent of this vegetation, of this tree.
Is it ever?
Say that again, Mendel.
Is it ever?
Well, it seems like it's something which is eaten. It is eaten. Heart of palm or whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly what this is, but it's a...
Hearts of palm. Yeah.
I'm not sure
usually... that's...
But it would be something along those lines. In other words, that the palm, beyond, in addition to the date that it produces, has certain... parts of it that are edible. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the heart of palm. You know, take a look at the what does he translate the core as? I'm curious if you'd call it the heart of palm, if that's actually what it is. I mean, that's what it is.
And the Kabbalah site does translate it as hearts of palm.
Hearts of palm. It makes sense.
Yeah, so I just realized that that's exactly what it is. Like this white, cylindrical, you know, shaped, you know, same. You usually get it in jarred, and it's brined.
That's right, completely brined down. But it's a luluv, I guess. That's very soft and green in the inside, and that's the heart of the palm. You know, I guess that's what it is. So it's tasty, but it's not planted for that. But what's interesting about that is, why does it have to be planted for that? Whereas I understand why it has to be planted for that. Whereas when you're taking a subcomponent like a juice, it's not a natural component of the, it's not a material part of the naturally growing object. So in that circumstance, it's a byproduct which only exists because of human industry. So unless it's planted for that purpose, so you've changed it. You've removed it from its natural moorings. But in this case, it's just a component part of the natural organism itself. So why wouldn't that? So you can't give it a Bray-Pre-Eats because it doesn't have the structure of a fruit. So why doesn't it at least get a Bray-Pre-Adama? The difference does it make if it's planted for that or not? It's an edible. It's a component of an edible growing object. So what's the problem? Why does that not get Isha Hackle? Bray-Pre-Adama. That is interesting. Okay, let's say the next one, the next case. Kafras Shalitzlaf. Okay, so here's what this is along the lines of what I'm thinking. So Kafras Shalitzlaf, you want to say it's the flower of the tzlaf tree. So, tzlaf, how does he translate tzlaf, Mendel?
Typically caper tree, caper bush.
A caper bush? So
it's tzlaf is a caper bush, which you have all, it has the berries, which we actually eat capers. Those are the capers. And then also the leaves are also edible. The Gemara has a whole big thing on this. Remember that?
I do vaguely remember this. It was a whole long, interesting thing.
Yeah, the whole ASIC on that thing. Tzlaf and the shmaf.
It was a tree that had like three different things you could eat on it or something.
Correct. Exactly right.
But that's what I would have expected the core to be. Namely, like the kafras. You know, it's not the fruit. But it's also edible. So it gets a Bray-Pre-Adama. The berry gets a Bray-Pre-Eats. The secondary things, the edible elements, which are not in the pre-form, should get a Bray-Pre-Adama. So why does core get second shrift? Okay. Now, it's coming back to me what the Gemara said about this. And it wasn't because it wasn't planted for that. I think actually it was because it was an accidental circumstance. It's only edible in an accidental circumstance, in an immature state. In other words, it's not intrinsically edible. It's only edible at a certain, very distinct stage. In other words, so from the point of view of in other words, it's not an edible component of the organism. Unlike the tzlaf, in other words, the kafras is in its mature form is edible. A berry in its mature form is edible, but the edibility of the core is different. In other words, the mature form of the decal is hard tree. It's inedible. It's only in a certain developmental stage that it is edible. It's an accident of its infancy, of its immature budding phase, that it's edible. So I would think that's probably the cause. As I recall from the Gemara, again, they're talking a long time ago. We did that, Rabbi Rosla. How long ago was that? 10 years. It must have been 20.
Yoni, we were talking 25 years ago.
That's right.
I thought it was like 60 years ago.
Well, not that. Hey, Mendel, we're old. We're not day. Hey. If that's 60 years ago, that makes you 50 years old, dude.
Well, I didn't say that we did it at task. I said that we did it together. So, Mendel, if it was 60 years ago, that wouldn't have been something I'd be doing with Rabbi Pinchas Rosenthal. That would have been something I was learning with his father, Rabbi Daniel Rosenthal. Oh man. But I'm not that old either. I'm close, but I'm not quite. I'm not that old either. So, but that's how I remember it. The real issue with the core was that it was only in its immature state that it was edible. In other words, edibility was not intrinsic to its nature. It was a special circumstance of a very short window. Of immature decal state. So in order to call it that, you cannot call a Priya Dhamma. There's a Priya Dhamma. That's how I remember. I'm pretty sure that's how I remember learning it. Namely, that you cannot say a Priya Dhamma on something.
Hey, in other words, not all things which are edible that grow from the ground are right. Priya Dhamma.
Where edibility is intrinsic to the thing. That's its nature. Or exactly. That you planted for that. So right. I guess the combination, in a sense, Reb Steinsaltz has a point too. But that's not, I don't think, the essential point. The essential point is that if it not anything which grows from the ground, which is edible even for 5 seconds, which has an accidental characteristic of being edible, is a pre. A pre is an entity which by its essence is edible. It's essentially edible. Either because it grows that way, or because it's planted that way for that purpose. But in either of those events, its edibility is intrinsic to it. So I guess if you could have a circumstance where a core was planted, I mean, that would seem to be the implication. Is if let's say you're in a country which Heart of Palm was prized, you know. So under such a, and that's why you planted the decal. So under that, maybe in that circumstance, you would. I'm not sure. But
well,
go ahead, Mendel.
It seems like Hearts of Palm is a widely, I mean, not prized, but it's certainly widely consumed. I mean, it's available in any grocery store.
Yes, but it would have to be more than that. It would have to be that's the essential reason it's planted.
So, Taka, what probably make on Hearts of Palm? That should be the question. Is it a shakal or a Priya Dhamma?
The Rambam would say a shakal.
So I don't understand. When people are planting, right, modern agriculture, when people are planting the tree, they're certainly considering it, figuring into their, you know, bottom line that, they're going to make X amount of money on being able to sell that much Hearts of Palm.
Guys, the OU has weighed in on this. Marv included.
So now you're working for the OU. Now suddenly he's Mr. Advertisement for the OU. What is this?
Let me share a thought from the OU. The OU says the Gemara concludes that since one does not plant a palm tree for having in mind to harvest the hearts of palm, the halacha follows the opinion of Shmuel that the brachei shakol, like the Rambam. Rebelsky, the former posek, who's now a nifter, explains that today, since palm trees are planted with intent of eating the hearts, the appropriate bracha is ha'adama.
Right. I'm not so sure that's correct, because they were always they had kor always. I think kor was But hold on, let's take a look at the history of heart of palm. What, we're the first ones in the history who like heart of palm?
Probably not.
I don't think so. Heart of Palm, Wikipedia.
Hearts of Palm.
Take a look at this. Hold on. Harvesting, nutrition. Okay. Okay. I mean, is it more popular now than it ever was?
I think so. Growing up, I never, the Hearts of Palm didn't mention exist.
Oh, so you want to say it is a lot more popular now than it was?
Oh, completely.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Hold on. History.
So it grew in tropical areas. But
that might just be because, that might just be because it wasn't an American dish. It's more of a Mediterranean thing. I mean, when I was a kid, there was our diet was extremely limited. American diet was extremely limited. You had your canned carrots, your canned carrots and peas, and whatever. It was very limited. We didn't have anything from across the world. It was like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. History of Hearts of Palm production. Here we go. Here we go.
Which website are you looking at?
I'm just looking at. I just put in History of Hearts of Palm. And
Okay.
I think it's by a manufacturer. I think it's by. It's by I Love Palm. All right, I don't think I want to look at that as the next source. Okay. It seems like Central American. All right, at what point, I mean, the question is at what point would be South America.
You're cutting out pretty
much. It seems like it was a South American thing.
Yeah, it's made in Brazil.
So it was probably always, so if you were a South American Jew or whatever, you would have probably acquainted that. You would have been a very Priya Dhamma since long ago, you know? But
but they've worked out a certain species that can produce like 40 stems, because otherwise you're going to kill one stem, you'll be game over.
I see. So
Costa Rica is a primary source of fresh palm hearts in the United States. Peach palms are also cultivated in Hawaii and have a limited distribution in the mainland for restaurant trade. Florida's wild sabal palmetto and cabbage palm is one source of palm. Palm is now protected by conservation law. So it's coming from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
So when harvesting the cultivated young palm, the tree is cut down, the bark is removed, leaving layers of white fibers around the center core. During this processing, the fibers are removed, leaving the center core of the heart a palm. The center core is attached to a slightly more fibrous cylinder base. edible. The center core is near the more gums because of the lower fiber content, or it's softer.
Okay. Huh. So essentially, it's going to be antithetical to dates, because once you cut it down, you're not going to be able to date.
You're done.
You're choosing it instead of the dates. So they're choosing it instead of dates. They're making that the primary thing.
There you go. It's literally cooking. So he's right. It is certainly grown for that.
I mean, I'm not sure about that, because it might be able to produce the dates are come from the, you know, from the trunk, you know. So if you cut the outer branches, you might still get dates in addition.
No, we don't know. First of all, you can only do it when it's a young thing.
Right, right.
You have to cut down the whole damn thing.
You have to cut down the whole tree?
Yeah. It's a baby. It's a baby.
Baby palm.
Yeah.
I was thinking that every year you get some of it by the new branches. The new branches.
No, branch. It's from the trunk.
Oh, it's from the inside of the trunk?
Yes.
I think, I guess that's what they mean by heart of palm. I never put that together. I thought it was some other kind of like from a leaf or whatever. But I guess you're saying, Robert Rosenthal, it's literally the center of the trunk of the tree?
Yeah.
So they cut down the entire tree, and so they get the entire
just for that.
Just for that.
And it's not for dates. It's notably coconut, jacara, and acai palm. Peach palm.
Say that again. It's what?
It's not. They don't mention it. It's not the date palm.
It's not the date palm.
I mean,
yeah, there are many different types of palm trees. There's our acai palm. There's sabal palm. There's all kinds of different palm trees.
Right. That's why it's the top part. they're going to sort of cut the top part of, which is the top of the core of it. It's like equivalent to the heart of palm.
Right.
So assuming you're cutting down the tree exclusively to harvest the heart of the palm, what else could it possibly be used for?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, babe.
Yes.
Okay, so Maria says if you can meet her in the middle.
Can I call you after I'm done with Rambam?
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm trying to tell her what to do about
that. I'll be done in 5 minutes.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I guess if you're cutting down, first of all, are you cutting down that entire palm in order to get the heart of the palm, meaning you can't use a tree for anything else? And if that's the case, then it would seem like you would only be able to exclusively use it for the heart of palm, in which case it should be a dhamma or a ha'etz.
Oh, well, definitely not ha'etz. Dhamma, maybe.
No, because it's not the final fruit. The fruit of a palm tree is not never be its inner core bark. It could be dates or some or coconuts or whatever it would be.
Right. It would have to be an externally produced, a separate and distinct entity, which is produced that grows out of the tree. It's not the.
That would be the ha'etz.
That would be pre-ha'etz.
It would be pre-ha'etz.
It would have to be a product of the tree, not the material of the tree.
Right. Okay.
But
okay.
The argument could be made that this is the Supriya Dhamma.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
So the bottom line. There's no stira because they don't want to ruin the whole tree. So what do? They top sort of the top shoot, which is soft, which is in other words, they take the adolescent part of the adult tree. Now, since we want to have maximum production, we actually find that species that can produce many stalks, harvest it in its adolescence,
mm-hmm.
chop it down, scrape off its bark in a machine, and use it as the cylinder of the core of the palm. That species is then pickled in a solution and sold.
It's interesting. I don't think that the Rambam is referring to those other species. I mean, a deco is the date palm.
No. No, I'm saying in their society, they would never do that.
In the society, or maybe in any society, because in any society, the dates of the palm are going to be more valuable than the heart. Right.
They're just going to cut off the top adolescent, the top new shoot.
Right. Some of that.
No, the it's called the branch that continues to grow. What do you call it?
Right.
He translated it as the top stalk.
Right, right. So the argument can be made that both factor that in the other species, and there's in that both concepts are there, namely precisely because the palm tree is planted. For the dates, there's no way that that cancels out the heart of palm, even if one occasionally takes it, or even if one takes it, because it's antithetical to the production of dates. It's intrinsically secondary to the production of dates, but in the and therefore, it's an accidental, biologically, it's accidentally an accidental stage of the development. And therefore, and that was Rashi. I mean, it's coming back to me. That was Rashi's emphasis. Rashi's emphasis is that it's only when it's soft and immature is it edible. But in its mature state, it's hard as wood and you can't eat it. That was his point. And I think it's a good point. Namely that if it's not planted for that purpose, the edibility has to be intrinsic to the nature of the entity. If edibility is an accidental circumstance of one maturational phase in its infancy, that's not an edible grown entity. It doesn't get a bari priya dhamma. It gets a shahako. Do you remember that Narabrosa, that Rashi?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the point. Okay, I think that. So therefore, nowadays it would seem almost certain that there's other species which are only planted for their heart of palm, whatever species they are, they should get a Brary Priyat Dhamma. Rabbi Belsky seems to be totally correct. That's not even what Rambam is referring to, you know?
No.
And it's not the tree he's referring to, and it's not the circumstance he's referring to.
Correct.
Those trees are exclusively grown and cultivated for that product. That's their product. So that's that get a Brary Priyat Dhamma. Okay. Kafra shilat slaf. Okay, we said that. So that's when the thing is intrinsically edible, so he gets his Brary Priyat Dhamma. It's not a Brary Priyat because it's not a berry. It's not a product, but it gets Brary Priyat Dhamma. Mipneshinu pri. Rab evyonos shilat slaf. Hana pri. They are a pri. Shane kitzuras tamarim dakim ktanin. They're in the same shape as dates, small little dates, thin small dates. Mevarachalem Brary Priyat. That's what you say Brary Priyat, son. Very good. So you got a variety of possibilities. You got an entity which is accidentally edible in its infancy. Then, unless it's planted for that purpose, it's going to get a shackle. Got the same thing, which if it's produced for that purpose, you're going to say a Brary Priyat Dhamma. And you got trees which produce multiply edible things, intrinsically. So the flower, which is edible, he gets a Brary Priyat Dhamma because it's not a pre. And the berry gets a Brary Priyat H because it is a pre. Very nice. Okay, gents, I'll wish you guys adieu. And we'll see in the evening.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.